SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, a new index reveals Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are more than twice as likely to experience discrimination than the rest of the population. The Medevac laws will be debated in Parliament this week. And two children shot dead while playing in the snow in the American town of Minneapolis. Around a quarter of Australians experience major discrimination, with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and cultural minorities most at risk. That is according to an Inclusive Australia's new Measuring Social Inclusion Index from researchers at Monash University released today. Close to 1,400 Australians were surveyed in three waves over the past 2 years to create the index, which measures Australians' attitude to inclusion. Social inclusion. Researcher Professor Liam Smith says when it came to specific groups, around 25% of Australians are highly prejudiced towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, as well as cultural and religious minorities.
Particularly for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, they were one particular group that had higher levels of prejudice towards them. So we measured prejudice by using a pretty validated scale. It's been around for a long time and been used a lot in trying to measure people's subtle prejudice, essentially. And it asked questions like, most politicians care too much about insert minority group here, and in this case, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community.
Of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people surveyed in December 2018, 54% report they experience discrimination at least once every week, up by 14% from the year prior. The remains of Indigenous ancestors from Australia are being repatriated from Germany. The remains of 45 Indigenous Australians will be returned to Aboriginal communities in Victoria, Western Australia and South Australia today. Others will be placed in temporary care to determine where they originated. It's believed the remains were stolen from Aboriginal burial sites and hospitals, then sent overseas. A bushfire in New South Wales' Shoalhaven region has almost doubled in size after being whipped up by westerly winds as more than 120 blazes burn across the state. The fire north of Bedmans Bay has burned through more than 11,560 hectares and was spreading quickly in an easterly direction this morning. The Princess Highway has been closed between Tamil and the King's Highway turnoff, cutting access to coastal communities in the area. A total fire ban has been issued today across the far north coast, Greater Hunter and New England regions due to forecast hot and windy conditions. Minister for Finance Matthias Cormann says the government will be taking the so-called Medevac laws to a Senate vote this week, despite the coalition's shock loss on the proposed union busting bill last week. The government's proposed ensuring integrity bill was defeated when One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson crossed the floor to vote against it. Speculation is now rising that the government may face the same challenge as it's locked in negotiations with Independent Senator Jackie Lambie to undo the so-called Medevac laws. But Mr. Cormann has confirmed the legislation will be voted on even if Ms. Lambie's support cannot be guaranteed.
We had to put that to the Senate on a number of occasions before it finally passed with crossbench support. We will continue to engage constructively and in good faith with all senators who are prepared to engage with us. And, you know, obviously our hope is that over time we'll be able to convince a majority of senators of the merits of our reform.
The second victim of the London Bridge terror attack that killed two people and injured at least three more on Friday has been named as 23-year-old Saskia Jones. Ms. Jones and Jack Merritt were both stabbed by convicted terrorist Usman Khan while hosting a prisoner rehabilitation event in London. Mr. Merritt was the coordinator and Ms. Jones was a volunteer of the Learning Together program, a program focused on improving prisoner rehabilitation services to help prisoners resettle into society. Both were graduates from the University of Cambridge. Vice-Chancellor of the University of Cambridge, Stephen Toop, says the attack has devastated the community.
Well, look, this is an attack on our community in many ways, and it was intended as such. It was meant to produce a form of terror and sadness, and it's clearly done that. It's made people very, very sad.
Two children have been shot dead while playing in the snow in the American town of Minneapolis. Upon arriving at the scene, police heard gunfire in a nearby building, leading the situation to be considered a potential hostage situation. Neighbors have been evacuated as the investigation continues. A spokesperson from the Minneapolis Police Department says the attack is an awful tragedy and investigations are ongoing into the circumstances that led to the shooting.
There's no sense to that. This appears to be domestic related. If in fact that is the case, this will be our third homicide since Thanksgiving night.
And to sport, in cricket, the Australian fast bowlers want to stay together over the summer as they sit on the verge of wrapping up a 2-0 series whitewash over Pakistan. The Australian team will need to take just 7 wickets today to claim the win in Adelaide, while Pakistan requires another 248 runs to make them bat again. Michael Stark has again been a star player for the team, taking 6-66 in the first innings and 1-10 in the second. The Adelaide Test is the first since last year that Australia have kept the same bowlers. The first time since last year that Australia have kept the same bowlers together for 2 consecutive games after rotating them through the Ashes. But each of the fast bowlers insist they don't want to be rested over the summer, with Josh Hazlewood, Pat Cummins, and Mitchell Starc having played cricket together for most of the last 3 years. And in Formula One, 6-time world champion Lewis Hamilton has ended the season in style with a dominant victory at the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Britain's 34-year-old led every lap to record his 84th career victory and to echo his own Formula One record of 11 Grand Prix wins a season. Hamilton paid homage to his competitors and says he is looking forward to next season.
You know, really proud to be in a period of time where there is such great youngsters, young people coming through. These guys have been doing a phenomenal job, and I really feel privileged to be in the period of time where they're here, and I'm looking forward to hopefully more close battles with us in the future.
Dutchman Max Verstappen came second, followed by Monte Carlo's Charles Leclerc and Finland's Valtteri Bottas in fourth. And now having a look at the weather around the country: Perth, a sunny day, 35, Adelaide, shower 2, 19, Melbourne, showers easing later in the day, 15, Hobart, showers becoming windy, top of 15, Albury-Wodonga, a mostly cloudy day, 11, Canberra, a shower or 2 clearing, 16, Wollongong, smoke becoming windy, 20, Sydney, similar conditions, 23, Newcastle, much the same, 23 as well, Brisbane, sunny, 34, Townsville, a sunny day, 33. Cairns, possible shower or storm, 34. Alice Springs, 25. Darwin, a shower or 2 and a possible storm and a top of 34. And the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly sunny day and a top of 31. And that is NITV Radio News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.